Welcome to the Chaos Network.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Pure bullshit. What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening piñata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired. You feel weak. And when you feel weak, you feel like you want to just give up. You got to search within you.
Holy shit, dude.
I'm a little late to the show. That's my fault. Totally my bad. I had to set up for a certain time. I started running around doing a couple of things, getting myself together, and all of a sudden I looked and went, oh, shoot. See, what had happened was, totally my bad. And that really will only affect anybody who might have been listening live, which pretty much everyone listens via podcast anyway, so no biggie, hopefully. But if there was anybody, my fault, my bad, I do apologize. Please don't hate me. Don't hate me. And that is going to be some of what I need to talk about today. Hate. But let me get some of the business out of the way. Let me get some of the business out of the way. God, I can't believe I just did that. That was like something I did. It was like the back in the day. Habits that are left back in the day are left back there usually for a reason. I should have left that habit back there.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
You come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want men for pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
All right, to find me, to stalk me, to do whatever you need to do to me, which I have a little bit of hate recently, which I guess I don't mind. It's funny. I talk about it like send the hate mail here and send all the good mail to SOW Hollywood or Governor underscore Baines. Actually, you can send some hate mail to Kendall Scott. He likes it too. But there actually have been a couple of people who have been kind of upset with things that I've said. You know? I guess that's the beauty of what we do, the beauty of me and whoever was upset at it. Your opinion is different than mine. We're entitled to it. The arguments that we can have, like if you keep emotion out of it, can be great, can be building, can be something that's worth something. When you leave emotion in and you just immediately think the other person is a ignorant jackass, then that's when the problems start to come up. But anyway, whatever. We'll talk about that in a second. I apologize. A little frog in my throat, I guess. So find me at effing chaos. Thank you for the DMs. sorry, I'm just thinking of one ad. Anyway, the show chaos underscore radio. You can also get Hollywood from Sports Our Way at SOW Hollywood, who is on vacation. I'm going to do a Sports Our Way tomorrow morning solo, I believe. So if you guys want to catch up on that, you're more than welcome to. Anyway, damn it, my bad. Anyway, so I'm going to play an intro for a show we used to do that I want to bring back. So let's listen to this real quick.
I got a bite.
I'd be boning every minute, my corn cob always in it, screaming out her name. I'd be sucking on her tit while I'm rubbing down her clit if I only had a dame. And then I'd come and come again. I would lick her little twat hit the G-spot.
Make her go insane!
I'd be always penetrating, even when she's menstruating, if I only had a dame.
Holy shit, dude.
So here's the deal on that one. We used to do a show called Sexting with Diamond, and I'm trying to get Diamond to come back out and do it again. It was a really good show, and a lot of people like probably listen to that more than anything else. So over the weekend, we'll do another Sexting with Diamond. So, you know, I sat there for a little while, and I was thinking what would be good, and a show about sex would be great. You know, why not? You listen to Vivid Radio, it's on satellite radio, and you listen to it, and it's horrible. It's really, like, it's from people who should be seen and not heard, and that's totally, like, it's adult film stars who are doing it, and there isn't one who has much personality. I mean, maybe they do. Maybe it's just not, doesn't come through on air, but the deal is, you know, they're talking to guys. Mostly guys are calling in to girls who, you know, it's like phone sex. It's pretty much all it is. But in that show, what we would do is we talk about, you know, pickup lines. We talk about, you know, what happens in the bedroom, you know, because Diamond would give the female perspective. And, you know, she did a good job. She felt a little bit uncomfortable at times, but, you know, so if you guys are at all interested in something with a little bit more personality, something with a little bit more, I don't know, just insight than what you would get on Phone Sex Vivid Radio, we're gonna do that one again on Sunday, I think, is what we're going to do that one for. So anyway, so the ESPYs last night. The ESPYs were, boy, you know, I was excited to watch it. I'm always excited to watch the ESPYs because, you know, like most guys, you know, and between 20 and dead are you know, all about sports, you know, most, I'm not saying all of them. And all day long, what they do is, you know, they do the Jimmy V Foundation and donate to his cause and, you know, raise money. And it's pretty much like a day of cancer awareness on ESPN radio. And it kind of translated into the ESPYs last night to where they talked, you know, about Stuart Scott when his speech last year was, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, it can seriously bring tears to your eyes. And, you know, Robin Roberts came out and talked about him. And then Devin Still and his daughter and their fight with cancer. And, you know, she's in remission now. And she is the most adorable little girl that you'll ever see. Amazing. And then, of course, you know, the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage was given to Caitlyn Jenner. And I'm sitting here all through social media yesterday. It's so mixed. It's seriously like right down the center on how they feel about Caitlyn. Some people just like don't understand how somebody can be born in a body and not be comfortable in that body. And I get that. I mean, I get that rationale because at least there's not hate spewing. There's not, you know, this person is, you know, a piece of crap and they shouldn't be that way and they should just be the way this is the words I was, the phrase I was seeing all day long. They should be the way that God made them. God is a healer. God made people to, you know, and God is perfect. Well, I mean, if we've ever learned anything in our lives, there is nothing that is perfect. God is not perfect. How could he be perfect? You have, you know, children that are born with cleft palates and you have, you know, certain people that, you know, like Devin Still's daughter who have cancer at 4 years old. And, of course, the rebuttal to that is, well, you know, there's a reason behind it. Okay, all right. I'm not religious at all, but it seems like to me that if there is a God and if there is a day when you will have to meet your maker, and, you know, people were saying, you know, Caitlyn is going to hell because of what she did. But if I'm meeting my maker, and I'm chilling up there, sitting back in this, you know, waiting room, watching, you know, you're probably watching Oh God or something like that, George Burns, the old movie. And you're trying to assess what you're going to say to him. Well, you know, honesty is always the best way to go. You walk in, God says, all right, so tell me about you being born a man and deciding to be a woman. And Caitlin just responds, well, I just didn't feel comfortable in my own skin. I felt like I was liberated when I did it. I felt like I was hiding something. I felt like I was living in torture because I couldn't express myself for who I am. And what was God going to say? Well, that can't happen. You got to go to hell. Mr. Manson, come on up. Mr. Dahmer, come on up. So when you were in prison, you guys said that you were sorry and repented and took God as your savior. Cool, go on through. What? That makes no sense at all. None. That's like something where you're looking into it. You're like, okay, you have one person who just isn't taking the – I mean, so, you know, let's take it to a different level. If I go to a tanning bed because I want to be tan as opposed to the color that God gave me, you know, I want to be darker and have a different look, or, you know, I want to beef up, work out, or I want to, or I have a lazy eye. Should I not have surgery? Should I not go tan? Should I not do these things? And I know that the easy response to that is, well, you know, your body can still do those things. No, I'm still finding a way to augment who I am and change, you know, the natural course of time. So that argument makes no sense to me. Hate, as the show title says, it's a learned behavior. If you think about when you're a kid, you didn't care who it was. You're running around in diapers. You're just trying to play Legos and whatever. I almost said Tonka truck. You know, you're just trying to play whatever you can with other kids. And as you get older, you know, you see it all the time where even in, like, if you talk to employees in a retail environment and you turn around and you say, you know, there's certain ones that don't like to help certain races of people. And I'll give you those races. Like, I've had these conversations with these people before, Asian people, Indian people. It seems like all the time that a lot of the retail folks in retail don't want to talk to these people. And it's for two reasons. One, they always haggle, or they say they always haggle. And two, it's just a communication barrier. But it's a learned behavior. As opposed to walking up to these people and just giving them the treatment that they deserve, giving them the just due and the service that they're supposed to get, this learned behavior, we learn how to hate. So I don't quite understand how easy it is for somebody to just hate somebody for not feeling good about the skin that they're in. You know, when they were talking originally about Caitlyn Jenner being courageous and a hero, and people were like, well, soldiers are heroes. Look, nobody's saying soldiers aren't heroes. Soldiers are heroes. Soldiers are the most underpaid people on the planet. They are the most they're probably treated the worst out of anybody who does a job for the country. They don't get paid. As a matter of fact, you know, that there was that crazy just BS that was going on in Arizona and Florida and the VA hospitals that, you know, soldiers were having to wait months to get care, and some were getting false diagnosis just so it looked like the hospitals were taking care of them. That's garbage. That's the biggest garbage in the world. You know, we got to do more for our soldiers. Nobody is saying Caitlyn Jenner is a hero, but Caitlyn Jenner may be saving lives. You know, 41% of transgender people try to commit suicide. And now that there is a voice, the speech that she had last night, look, she may be killed tomorrow. There may be some guy who, you know, we'll stereotype here, who isn't ready to give up the Confederate flag, who believes that, you know, this shouldn't happen. And, you know, sits on a grassy knoll and has a magic bullet and takes care of Caitlin. But the speech that was given last night was one that, might give hope to the 15-year-old that just committed suicide because he was transgender and was bullied and couldn't live with himself. That would happen, what, in Mississippi? Or maybe find a different course of action for the 17-year-old that was beat to death in Alabama. We can hide behind the cloak of God and say that you weren't created this way, so how could you change this way? But that seems to me that if that was the case, then if there was a God, he wouldn't give anybody free will. It wouldn't have given them the opportunity to go ahead and have the capacity to make these changes. Let's not worry about someone changing their gender. Let's worry about, why God has had Greek fail. Why God has, what was it called? Not the Night Stalker, but there's a documentary on HBO, not Jinx. Jinx is a good one too, but about the it's like the Sleeping Killer or something like that. I'm totally forgetting the name. Where a guy in West Los Angeles through the 80s and 90s killed over 100 people. He was an African American male who killed over 100 African American women, mostly hookers, and people didn't know that he was even around because they don't miss girls trolling the street, because it was just seen as, collateral damage that these things happen. So why would that happen? And, nobody worry a thing about that. So I just don't quite get it. It's something that is beyond me. And, hate being a learned behavior, let it go. We're all made differently. As Caitlin said last night, we're all made differently. So why don't we just let live and let live? Guns N' Roses said that well. Anyway, there was some great moments last night. The girl from Notre Dame, Lauren Hill, that's her name. Her parents came out and they told her story and showed her story. And it's just like, gosh, this poor girl, all her dream was to do was to go out and play basketball. And go out and play for Notre Dame. And she got into 4 games, I think it was. First game, she made a layup, and, her cause hopefully will help. 4% of money earned goes to children's research for cancer. That sucks. Totally sucks. Got to do better. So much more has to do better. But it wasn't really like an award show. Last night was not an award show. It was, a show with a lot of messages. And it wasn't the Oscars. It wasn't the Emmys. As a matter of fact, to be honest, it wouldn't have been nearly as good. Because even when they had the awards come up and the athletes went up and made their speeches, they were pretty bad. Peyton was the best when he accepted his award, and his was even okay. The rest just looked like they were uncomfortable being up there. Gronk was pretty good too. I'll give Gronk credit. Gronk is interesting. A lot of people know him as a meathead, and look, no doubt he's pretty much a meathead. But I forget if I talked about it on this show or the other show, but Gronkonomics is an interesting thing. And I don't want to say it's a real thing, it's just something that somebody made up. But Rob Gronkowski has been in the NFL for quite a few years now, hasn't spent one bit of the money he has earned from his NFL contracts. He has put it all away. How does he get to Vegas? Well, he does spend and use the money that he makes on endorsements. You live in a time where so many of these athletes end up broke. This guy, the quote-unquote meathead, has kind of got it figured out. And he's somebody who got his knee taken out and was out for almost a year. He is the best tight end in the game, hands down. He might be the best receiver in the game. And I know when you think of receivers, you're thinking of Antonio Brown, you're thinking of Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, Calvin Johnson. But is there anybody in the league that can cover Gronk? There's nobody that can. You can't put a linebacker on him. You can't put a safety on him. You can't put a corner on him. You know, it's just not going to work. The only way to tackle that guy is to go low, which that's probably what's going to stop him. You're going to shred his knee. Anyway, this isn't a sports show. I just thought it was interesting to see that, you know, he went up, said some good things. He looked nervous and did a good job. And just a little insight into how he takes care of his money, because nobody else seems to do it. Money Mayweather. You know, there's a guy who, you know, he'll hopefully be broke in the next 5 years after he's done boxing, because he's an idiot. And Ronda Rousey on the red carpet pretty much called him out. Pretty much said, we can go to Rio and I will beat your ass there. We can go anywhere you want to, and let's just get in the ring. I'm pretty sure he's not going to respond to that. You know, do I think that he would beat Rousey? He might. He might. I mean, he is the best boxer in the world, and she is the best women's MMA fighter in the world. He could box, but, you know, she gets inside on him. He can't defend himself. He wouldn't have a chance. But if he, you know, if it stays up, if it's a boxing match, yeah, you know, he would probably beat her. But, you know, they fight two entirely different styles. But she's such a badass. She really is. She is somebody who, like, if you see her down the street, and do you send her a pickup line and hope not to get, you know, an armbar, or do you, you know, just kind of try to be your best friend? I mean, can you imagine hooking up with her? Oh, yes, I can. I've imagined it many times. It's a little bit scary, I won't lie, but it's also pretty awesome. So I don't know. It's amazing. So last night's show was different. It was amazing. You know, I posted a few things on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm sure I'm going to get plenty of hate about it. But, you know, there's also stories out there that people believe that a guy got arrested for having sex with an alligator. Yeah, I saw that on Facebook the other day. People actually were believing it. That's a hoax. I mean, really. I mean, Florida is an amazing state. And if anywhere it was going to happen, it was going to be Florida. And that's where it came from. Total hoax. I mean, guy has sex with – I mean, what is wrong with that? I mean, there is another story out there that I saw too. There is a woman who was too heavy to be incarcerated. Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. I'm just saying, oh, dear God. I don't quite get people. I don't. But I, you know, salad and a sit-up, you know, I had a gut for a little while. At one point, you look in the mirror and you're like, there's no way I'm ever having sex again. No one's going to want to have sex with me like this. I don't, you know, certain things can only get you so far. Certain videos can only get you so far. You got to be better. If it's a health condition, great. You know, get healthy. You know, it's just dirty and nasty. Anyway, so, yeah, I had to get some of the stuff out from what I saw, some of the insights I have. You know, it was amazing. And the hate is even more amazing. It's a learned behavior. And, yeah, I'm not perfect. There's certain people that just absolutely I can't tolerate. But I don't think it's a class. I don't think it's my learned behavior. Maybe I need to be better. But, you know, this is a little outrageous, that's all. So had to get it all out. Some of you will listen. Some of you will like it. Some of you will listen. Some of you will hate it. That's all right. But hate is a learned behavior that we need to get over. All right. With that, yo, I am out.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Looking cultural personality, the cultural personality, the cultural personality.